What qualifies a community to be lazy or a sinful city as lazy? Well, Wallet Hub, the group that identified the researched 182 U.S. cities to find that out, identified six contrasting indicators: adults not exercising versus the average weekly hours a person worked. And we added the commute time as well. The volunteer rate versus the average daily time watching television or any other social media, high school dropout rates, and disconnected youth. We're going to address the first two today and cover the remaining over the next couple of days. The top three laziest cities in California out of the 182 are the three in our county, the top three in California: San Bernardino, which rated 16 out of the U.S., Ontario 30 out of the U.S., and Fontana 37. But they were the top three in California. Rancho ranked 85, and out of California, it was number 11. Okay, so we've got some praying to do. The Bible reminds us not to be workaholics, and that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So let's pray that people balance work and body care appropriately so it won't take a toll on their health and families. The share of adults not exercising in San Bernardino County is approximately 23.5% and 34, the opposite way. They actually has a countywide campaign called Vision to Be Active. They educate and encourage people to increase their physical activity. In a typical week, youths between 5 and 17 are supposed to be physically active at least 60 minutes a day. Adults, a minimum of 30, moderate activity daily, at least 5 times a week. Currently, only 34% of the youths meet the goal, and only, are you ready for this, 23.5%. That's terrible. 75% of SBC residents are less than a mile away in walking distance from a local park. They're only 5 miles on average away from a regional, state, or federal park. So it's not like there aren't places they can do. And of course, there are trails throughout most of the cities. Ugh, the average weekly hours worked we could not find by city, but we did find the national average is 34.6. SBC was 35.5 for the last 12 months. And the average commute time that we found, San Bernardino, the average commute was 28.9 hours a week. Fontana, 34. Ontario, 31.5. And Rancho, 32.2. So that added to the 40 hours plus a week that they most likely work. You can imagine that takes a toll. Father, we lift up these issues for our county. We are grieved, first of all, that we are the top three most laziest cities in our state, and number 11 as well, and that people are not exercising much. 23%, that's not even a quarter of the adults are doing it, and it's not even, it's barely a third of youth doing it. So Father, the family has to help the kids, and the kids need to motivate the adults. We thank you that we have a county that promotes and pushes and educates and trains and provides places for people to go that's free to work out, to walk to. We thank you that a lot of the schools are very close to where many people live. So we pray that more and more people will walk to these places, and that they will show their kids the benefits and have the wonderful talks that one can have when you do that. We pray, God, for more adults to exercise the minimum 30 minutes a day and motivate others to do the same, including their family. We ask, God, that people would address obesity and the need to treat our temples well, from the home, from church, from Bible studies. We pray, God, people would take up the To Be Active challenge that our county provides and challenge one another, that people would walk more, use stairways instead of escalators, to see the benefits of driving and parking further away from a business so that they can get a few more steps in. We also pray that they would look at the amount of time that they are commuting and that they would lessen that, that they would find more jobs available closer to their homes or move closer to their jobs. We ask God for more teachings on how to balance work, family, and body care, that we would have people would use more parks, more trails, and that they would be safe and that we'd be used more. We thank you for your word, Psalm 128:2, and we pray these verses over this whole situation. You will eat from the work of your hands, you will be happy, and it will go well with you. Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with sentries will do no good. It's useless for you to work so hard from early morning till late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones. Balance, Lord, we pray for balance. Proverbs 23, don't weary yourself to gain wealth. Cease from your consideration of it. When you set your eyes on it, it's gone. Wealth certainly makes itself wings like an eagle that flies toward the heavens. And good old Solomon in Ecclesiastes 3. So I conclude there is nothing better than to be happy and enjoy ourselves as long as we can. And people should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are gifts from God. Exodus 23, 6 days you shall do your work, but on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox, your donkey may have rest, the son of your servant, the foreigner may be refreshed. 1 Corinthians 6, do you not know that your body is a house of God where the Holy Spirit lives? God gave you his Holy Spirit. Now you belong to God. You don't belong to yourselves. God bought you with a great price. So honor God with your body. You belong to him. In Proverbs 24, a wise man is full of strength, and a man of knowledge enhances his might. And for the woman in Proverbs 31, she girds herself with strength and she exerts her arms with vigor. Lord, you know what we need to do. We pray that the believer will be the one that's better at this than even the world. We see a lot of them go to these gyms and try to take care of their bodies. But God, we pray that as believers, that we will also take care of our bodies and we will also take care of our families and we will also look for jobs and pray that you would open doors, that jobs would come into us, our lives, that would help us to balance the time that we spend working versus the time we need to spend with our families and doing the work of the ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.